Social media is rife with false health claims. Claims like your food is poisoning you, or that six-week-old raw milk is safe to drink. These claims are often promoted by wellness influencers who are peddling supplements along with these sensational statements. But as NPR's Jude Doffee Block reports, some scientists and pro-science influencers are trying to fight back.
Mallory DeMille wants more people to be skeptical of wellness influencers. She's a social media specialist with a background in marketing, and in her spare time, she uses those skills to make snarky TikTok and Instagram videos highlighting how some influencers promote unproven remedies and use multi-level marketing ploys known as MLMs.
Okay, the game today is guess the MLM, and guess how much is preloaded into this cart link thing.
In this video, DeMille is taking on a post by an influencer who promotes essential oils.
I personally would love to know why she's recommending $500 worth of doTERRA oils for cancer.
The influencer didn't respond to a request for comment, but her website has a disclaimer that says she doesn't provide medical advice or treatment. In other videos, DeMille does handstands while she jokes about the mental gymnastics behind many wellness influencers' talking points.
First, Big Pharma is keeping you sick to take your money, but also give me your money and take my supplements indefinitely.
DeMille is part of a growing group of social media creators trying to counteract unproven wellness claims online. When a popular post claims some baby formulas have high fructose corn syrup and suggested Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who's now the Secretary of Health and Human Services, could ban it, Jessica Norick went to Instagram to set the record straight.
Lots of people are revved up and ready to go. Let's go, RFK Jr. Get that high fructose corn syrup out of formula. There's only one problem. Not a single infant formula in the entire United States includes high fructose corn syrup.
Norick has a PhD in nutrition science and is a registered dietitian. Lately, she dedicates a lot of her time to social media, where she has more than 860,000 followers between Instagram and TikTok. Norick says she's all for a wellness-focused lifestyle. She even identifies as old-school crunchy herself. The problem, she says,
it's really this social media wellness space that is using a lot of fear-based, conspiratorial, anti-science language, taking advantage of people to then sell them supplements and other wellness solutions.
Over the past several months, many of these influencers have also been promoting Kennedy and his Make America Healthy Again, or MAHA, campaign. And Kennedy has raised their profile, too.
RFK Jr., a lot of his talking points are the same talking points that wellness influencers use.
And since Kennedy spent years spreading vaccine misinformation before becoming the country's top health official, and federal health programs are now being slashed, scientists say the stakes just got even higher for counteracting false health claims online. Yet research suggests algorithms on popular social media sites can guide users toward extreme and sensationalized content rather than nuanced information. That's one of the many reasons it's hard for scientists to become successful influencers. Not to mention, it usually doesn't pay the bills.
Most science communicators aren't selling you a myriad of supplements and wellness solutions at, you know, like a 50% markup.
Another concern, online harassment is common against people who advocate for vaccines and against ideas popularized by wellness influencers. Still, scientists need to be on social media because that's where people are going for health information, says Caitlin Jedalina, a public health expert who runs Your Local Epidemiologist, a health newsletter and website. Jedalina says people don't just want facts. They want storytellers and narrators they can connect with.
Scientists are never taught how to do this, right? So we're kind of catching up to influencers out there and understanding what works and what doesn't work.
And what is clear is that health information on social media, whether it's from influencers or experts, will keep playing a bigger and bigger role in how we think about health. Jude Joffe Block, NPR News.